Civil War at NBC News by Brian Burrow. Many NBC News employees believe the seeds of Brian Williams' downfall can be traced to Comcast's 2011 acquisition of NBC Universal. With Williams' image battered, so are the reputations of the executives who oversaw a string of debacles that toppled the network's news shows from their ratings thrones. But it's not that simple. On the afternoon of Wednesday, February 4th, the beleaguered head of NBC News, 47-year-old Deborah Ternes, dropped into a chair in her boss's office on the third floor of the network's 30 Rockefeller Plaza headquarters. Her boss, Patricia Pat Philly Crichel, oversaw NBC News as well as its cable cousins, CNBC and MSNBC. The two women, both sharp and stylish, were close. Philly, 61, had hired the British-born Ternes from a London network 20 months earlier. It had been a tumultuous period for NBC's news division, as had the entire 4 years since the Philadelphia cable phone internet giant, Comcast, took over NBC Universal, as the company is officially known. There was Ann Curry's tearful flameout on Today, David Gregory's long slide to his exit from Meet the Press, the strange firing after less than 3 months on the job of Jamie Horowitz, an ESPN executive brought in to fix Today, not to mention ratings declines at several of the division's centerpiece shows, including Today and Meet the Press. But that afternoon, after a long presentation to 200 NBC advertising salespeople, Ternes was feeling better than she had in months. When she had been hired, she knew she was stepping onto a troubled ship. Finally, she felt, the organizational changes she had made were showing results. Meet the Press's ratings were edging up. Nightly news seemed to be stabilizing. Things, she told Philly, feel like they're in a really good place. Her sense of relief, however, lasted mere minutes. As she left Philly's office around 3:30, Ternes learned the startling news. The most important person at the network, the face of NBC News, its anchorman Brian Williams, had apparently been exaggerating an anecdote about coming under fire in a U.S. Army helicopter during the Iraq War in 2003. A report.